Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
That perhaps I'm the most proud of in this job that I'm in is we've been testing employee engagement for 8 years at the city since Mayor Robinson started, and we had the highest employee engagement, highest employee satisfaction in the history of the city since we've been taking that. That's not something that you might read in a headline. It might not be the flashy things that you'll see today, but there should be an expectation for the 900 people who work here on me to provide the best quality job opportunity, and for them to go home at night wanting to come back and enjoy their job the next day. And the impact that when it isn't that way, the impact that that takes a toll on themselves and their family.
You know, he's right. It doesn't make the big headline. It's not the big news story. It's, you know, rarely going to be the thing that leads the news. But making going to work at the city of Pensacola a joy for the employees, having their highest employee engagement ratings in the 8 years that they've been tracking that data, that's a huge win for the mayor. And it's a huge win for the rest of us who want the city to be great, because what happens when employees are happy? The product is amazing. What happens when employees are miserable? The product is not amazing. The product is anti-amazing. And everywhere in between. Happy people make for a great experience. Why do you like to go to Chick-fil-A? Why do you like to go to Chick-fil-A? Okay, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's not because it's the most fantastic chicken sandwich ever made.
I was going to say that.
It's not that. I mean, the chicken is okay. The chicken is okay. The people are what make that experience. What's that?
Waffle fries.
Waffle
fries.
Yeah. I mean, that's a...
Okay.
That's not it either. Why you like to go to Chick-fil-A? Because the people are amazing. Because the experience is amazing. Because you're like, I just want to go catch some of that energy again. Right? Yes, the product has to be good too. The point is, here you have, I'm becoming more and more a fan of the executive, whether it's the mayor or whether it's the governor or whether it's the president. Should never be a legislator. Should never. Senators, I'm not convinced, you know, unless they show some experience. Every once in a while you get lucky, you know, but basically you want people who know how to run a business, how to, you know, cut losses, figure out what's effective, how to serve the customer, how to make the employees happy. That's the ideal. And I think DC's varied background is one of the things that makes him so good as a mayor. It's not perfect, and I know a lot of people get upset about different things, but this is like one of the key jobs is how do you run the actual people? How do you manage them so that they're satisfied? Other things that are kind of cool.
We're so excited for the airport.
By the way, I don't know why the Civicon, like the microphone that they had was, you know, across the street in the back of a van or something. I don't know. But I mean, getting mic stuff right is hard. It just is. It shouldn't be, but it is. You know, am I wrong, John? Because I had to amplify it like 53 yeah. times. That's why you get all this, hear this background. That's because the microphone level was so low.
I'm still thinking about back in the back of the van. I was like, what?
It's like Gene Hackman running a surveillance gig in the conversation or something. Did you catch that? No, he's standing in front of the water fountain. But I know it's hard. And, you know, actually, this is one of the reasons why I like to not watch things live, because when the audio is terrible, there's only so much you can do when you're watching it live. But when, you know, you've got it recorded, you can amplify, hard limit, amplify. You know, you can. What's that you said? Oh, now I can finally hear it. Okay, anyway, he's talking about the airport.
We're so excited for the airport. Had another phone call about this morning about trying to open up our nonstop flights to the West Coast. We can't tell you what we're working on, but it's a place you like to be lucky in.
I don't know how you can hint so specifically and not just say, but Las Vegas. I mean, obviously Las Vegas. What is it? It's not going to be Reno. It's the West Coast, so it's not New Jersey, and we already go to New Jersey, right? So it's not Atlantic City. So it's Vegas. They're working on a direct flight to Vegas. That's pretty cool. And this one, I know this is a small thing, but it's the kind of, again, I'm a big fan. I really like DC. I think he's very effective as a mayor. And, you know, this is the kind of thing where once you think about it, you realize, okay, yeah, this was a bad idea to begin with, or at least a too much kind of an idea to begin with, but this is a really neat solution. What am I talking about? The recording at the airport. Have you flown at a PNS?
Of course I have.
How many times did you hear DC Reeves on the over the speakers?
Oh my gosh, you have no. I mean, I'm like, yep, there's DC. Yep, there's DC.
It's relentless. Like, you feel that maybe eventually, you know, the guys from, you know, investigations are going to come in and grill you. Like, they're trying to soften you up like you're a Gitmo detainee or something. No offense. Again, I like DC, but oh my God, how many times can you hear it, right?
Another very important update that I'll give you. I'm relieving you from only hearing me at the airport every 15 minutes.
Do tell.
It sounds like a joke, but I'm dead serious. I apologize to every airport employee I see. I was like, I multiplied the number of days and number of hours by... This is Mayor D.C. Reeves. But I think we've got...
I kind of want to know what that number is, though.
Yeah,
if it's every 15 minutes, okay, we can do the math. 15 means 4 an hour times an 8-hour shift. You know, put it plus minus 30 a day. And in a year, you work, what, about plus 300 days? Okay, so 30 a day time, that's... Oh, my God, that is a lot. That's 10. Is that 10,000 a year? Is my math right? Is that 10,000 a year?
You lost me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's 10,000 times a year you hear him say that message. If you work at the airport and you work in an environment where you hear it, have you ever worked at a place, John, where they had the soundtrack of the establishment going all the time? Oh man, you go home and in your sleep you wake up singing the Blockbuster video song.
Yeah,
you know, like it's awful.
I think we've got Emmett Smith and Bubba Watson recording a couple airport welcomes for us. So. They're slightly more known around the country than me, I think. I promise I'll give you some relief there.
Who else would you have do it? I mean, now you got to get Devin Witherspoon in. Derek Brooks, for sure. Yeah.
And Witherspoon.
Yeah,
now.
Definitely get him in there, bro.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. He's great. I love him, by the way. We'll get to all the Super Bowl stuff later. I just wanted to kind of lead with this 5 o'clock hour. What's that? What?
You need to ask DC the number.
How many times?
He should know.
Well, yeah. I mean, he said they hear him every 15 minutes.
I know, but...
This is quick math, so 10,000 a year. He's been in office 3 years. So some poor employee's out there like, man, you have no idea. 30,000 times.
And this is some new information for you guys that we haven't necessarily talked about. They've done their initial analysis. They actually recommend some repairing of the existing boardwalk.
This is Bay Bluffs Park.
We've had our first community meeting. We'll have more. Our first community meeting, kind of asking anybody interested what they want to see there. There's been conversation about primitive trails, you know, for biking or for trail running, things like that. That still would be part of the conversation because that's relatively inexpensive to do.
So they're going to apparently. Nothing is decided yet, okay? But the early recommendation from the consultant group about Bay Bluffs Park, HDR is the consultant group, is to repair some of the boardwalk and maybe, I don't know if that includes how much of the stairs that includes, but, you know, I mean, repairing that stuff, replacing that stuff, pilings in a big hill are hard to do, expensive to do, and now that it's gone into the conservancy, you know, we'll see. I don't want to get my hopes up. You know, there is a part of me that really does kind of secretly hope that maybe there will be an actual... walk from the top down to the bottom on steps when we get all done. But I'm trying not to assume that's the case because, yeah, that would be best case, right? That would be best case scenario. I don't think that it's reasonable to expect that, but maybe a little sliver of hope that that might be the case. One of the other things, and he's said this before, so this is not, like, new information, but, again, back to that, how do you run an organization effectively? And, look, you know, no problem with Grover. I get along good with Grover, but Grover wasn't a business guy, not in the same sense, you know. And DC knows how to run a business, and he runs the city like he runs a business, and this is one of the great examples of it. You know the 211 service, right? Or 311. 211 is United Way. 311 is for the city. I don't get to call the city because I'm not a city resident, so I don't have it memorized as much. But the 311 service is if you got a problem, you call 311, right? And then they do a ticket, and then they get back to you, and then they follow up, and hopefully they solve the problem, right?
City operations, 311, where's Lisa? Lisa D's in the back, runs 311. When I took this job, we had 2,000 open tickets in 311.
2,000 unsolved problems. Like, why have the service? I mean, why bother? But okay, so he comes into office, 2,000 unsolved problems in the 311. Well, what do you do? I don't know. You know, just throw them all out and start over. What do you do? No, they started working on the backlog, right? That's what you do. You start working on the backlog, attack it.
So if you go back and watch every one of my press conferences for the first maybe 6 months I was here, I pretended that 311 didn't exist. I wouldn't have lied to you if you asked me, but I pretended it didn't exist because I wasn't going to tell you about something that wasn't working. So Lisa took it over. How many open tickets do we have tonight? We'll round up 30 instead of 2,000.
30. I mean, it's never going to be zero, but from 2,000 in the hole to 30. And it didn't take them 3 years to get there. Like, this is within the first year, I think they got it to, you know, reasonable, normal. We're basically hitting every mark you can hit. That is an amazing accomplishment.
So now I'm proud to say, please call 311. If your garbage hasn't been picked up, if you, anything that you need in the city, call 311. Lisa and her team do an amazing job. Put the onus on us to get back to you. That's what it does. That's what 311 is if you say there's a pothole, doesn't mean we can fix something in 24 hours, but we're going to get back to you in 24 hours. And the goal is to make it easy on you as citizens, your taxpayers. We work for you. We're trying to make this easy on you.
He had the win, and then he had to go use the word onus. It's the right word, but it's to put a responsibility on somebody else. But okay, fine. From 2,000 negative to 30 negative. That really is quite an accomplishment. All right, 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you to Bobby for filling in for me the 2 days I was gone last week, Thursday and Friday. We got the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade coming up this Saturday. It's always going to be a good time. 2:00 on Valentine's Day. No, sweetie, I'd take you out to lunch, but, you know, got to go to the parade. you can do both. I'm Andrew McKay.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance exists to deliver measurable results for Escambia County. Our focus is simple: growing local businesses and attracting new ones that create jobs, increase wages, and bring private investment to our community. Every project is evaluated on its ROI to taxpayers. Florida West works to ensure Escambia County remains competitive for high-value employers today and for decades to come. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Silent breed is people!
Good morning, 526 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The key to playing a music file is to play the file that still exists. I know. Crazy notion. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew.
What'd you think about that short program for the men on Saturday?
It was good.
You didn't watch any of that.
No, I didn't.
I know. I just know. I know in my heart of hearts. I don't even have to ask you because you don't watch that. I'm sure of it. Do you watch any Olympics yet?
No.
The answer is no.
No. Well, where would I find the time? I mean, you know, between all of my sitting and twiddling of my thumbs.
It's stressful, I know, to fit everything in. Go on, what you got?
Absolutely. Well, anti-ICE protesters held demonstrations outside of the Super Bowl on Sunday as the Seahawks battled and defeated the Patriots, which that's a sport I did watch over
did
the weekend.
Did you watch the whole Super Bowl?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did, yeah.
Watch all the way to the end with the Devin Witherspoon interview afterwards?
I didn't see the interview.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Was he pretty good interview?
Oh, yeah. I mean, good. Yeah.
It's always funny, you know, sometimes like you'll have like the star football players or whatever, and they'll go for the interview, and it's just like they can't, don't do a very good interview.
Yeah, they were kind of told that maybe interviewing's not the thing that they're going to get paid to do.
Sometimes.
Here, this first answer was pretty good.
Melissa, Devin, you have been called the heart of this defense, and now you are a Super Bowl champion. Describe the emotion.
It's crazy, you know? It's a one-of-a-kind feeling, bro. You talk about a group of guys who battle every day, bro, who believe in each other, believe in their coach. I mean, you can't describe this group no better, man. It's just a one-of-a-kind feeling, bro. I was just so happy to battle with these guys, you know? We went through a lot, but we believe. And all y'all doubters out there who said all that other stuff, y'all don't know what's going on in this building, man. We 1-on-1 over here. It's a one-of-a-kind feeling.
I love it.
There's a dude with viral potential right there.
Yeah, no, he's
love
great.
It. No, he was very charismatic.
What did they wind up having? 7 sacks? I think 7 sacks as a team.
Sounds
it was
right.
it was 8,
yeah.
And then they took the one away that turned into an interception. Oh man, and he is ferocious. I knew how good he was at corner covering, and then watching him play that, you know, that I'm not really here for the blitz. God, he's so fast. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Sunday.
For people who don't know, Devin Witherspoon went to Pine Forest. He played at U of I. He's from Pensacola, and then, you know, plays now for the Seahawks. And it's unbelievable cornerback. Anyway, go ahead, David.
So Sunday was a bittersweet day for the Alpine skiing team, the United States Alpine skiing team. Breezy Johnson became the second American woman to win gold in the Olympic downhill. I assume maybe that's what you were talking about earlier.
I was asking you about men's short program for figure skating, but that's okay.
Okay,
we're still in Italy, so that's good.
We're in the vicinity. That's good. And
the American dude, like, he came in second in that particular version of the competition, because there's like eight different versions of figure skating. But after hitting a backflip and several quads, and the Japanese guy, but he was better. The Japanese guy was better. If you watched it objectively, he was better. The American guy was exhausted at the end. I mean, he was like falling down. It was weird. Anyway, but he's a fantastic skater, though. All right, back to your story about how the women, Breezy Johnson versus Lindsey Vonn, go on.
Well, I don't know. I thought I was done with that one. Maybe not.
Well, no, you were saying, Breezy won the gold, but Lindsey
Vonn crashed in her run. She had to be airlifted to a hospital where she underwent surgery for a broken leg.
Yeah, so, it was awful to watch, because she's coming around that corner to her right, and she goes up the hill, and just too close of an inside track, the tip of her ski clips the flag, the gate, and you can see it clear as day, and it whips her side. I mean, she's amazing. She wasn't hurt worse. Amazing. So, and, you know, obviously, you know, there was questions about her health coming in, too.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. No suspects or persons of interest in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie, missing for more than a week now. Fox Alicia Cunha has more.
We saw quite a bit of activity at her sister Annie's house, and our Fox News Digital reports at least four investigators from the Pima County Sheriff's Department arrived at the house.
Fox's Madeline Rivera has more on today's second deadline.
KGUN9, a local TV news outlet which received one of the original ransom notes, says that a man is $6 million and threatened Nancy Guthrie's life if it's not paid today by 5 o'clock. The family is begging whoever took her to bring her home.
And that is local time. President Trump panning the Super Bowl halftime performance of Bad Bunny, posting on Truth Social, absolutely terrible, one of the worst ever. Seattle won the big game over in New England. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it's 43. We've got cloudy skies this morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. A 36-year-old Escambia County mother is charged with homicide in her 5-year-old son's death. Jalinda Smith faces aggravated negligent manslaughter of a child. The boy's body was found Friday morning in a trash bag in Perdido Bay off Lillian Highway. Deputies responded after getting a call from Smith's sister. Sheriff Chip Simmons says when she called, she raised a concern.
She has some concerns about her 5-year-old nephew.
And the child was not reported missing before the body was found. Crime scene investigators searched Smith's apartment about 30 minutes from where the body was recovered. Smith is being held without bond. Court records show she had been arrested previously for child neglect, but completed a parenting course and those charges were dropped. Now, Pensacola police are asking for the public's help in a fatal crash investigation. The scenic highway crash from January 30th has now claimed two lives. Traffic homicide investigators are looking for any information about a blue Jeep Wrangler with a black soft top. The vehicle was stopped at W Street and Mobile Highway between 4:40 and 5 p.m. that day, then seen traveling eastbound on Cervantes. Anybody with information should contact investigator Chase Collins, or you can call Crime Stoppers. A massive fire in Lillian on Saturday destroyed several structures and nearly 40 acres of woods. Lillian Fire Rescue says four freestanding garages, Connex boxes, multiple vehicles, and two boats were destroyed. Multiple fire departments responded, including agencies from Perdido Beach, Alberta, Josephine, Foley, Summerdale, Bon Secour, and two companies from Escambia County. The Alabama Forestry Department also assisted. Four residential homes and additional garages were saved. Escambia County commissioners have directed staff to prepare a proclamation honoring Dwayne Bruton, who turned 109 years old last week. Commissioner Steve Stroberger said Bruton's one of a handful of remaining World War II veterans.
I was invited to go to a birthday party today, and I didn't get to go. And it was for Dwayne Bruton. Mr. Bruton is 109 years old today, and he's one of a handful of World War II vets. I wish I'd gone, and I'm I hope to still go up there to say happy birthday to him, even if it's late.
Commissioner Lumen May said that he had also been invited and agreed the board should honor Bruton with a proclamation, which will be presented at a future meeting. It's 534 here at News Radio 92.3. Brooke Richardson has our forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Tuesday, partly sunny skies, high near 69. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 58. As you head into Wednesday, we will spring in a small 20% chance of rain, high near 71. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 43, cloudy right now. Our next news at 6, breaking news. News anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Novo Nordisk shares jumped 8% this morning after Hims & Hers said it would pull its copycat weight loss pill off the market. Novo Nordisk, maker of Wegovy, and the FDA had threatened legal action against Hims & Hers, which announced over the weekend it would not sell the pill. Shares of Chinese interconnect chip designer Montage Technology surged more than 60% in its Hong Kong trading debut today, following an initial share sale that raised $902 million. Founded in 2004, the Shanghai-based company specializes in supporting infrastructure chips for high-performance computing, data centers, and artificial intelligence applications. Hundreds of Google workers have signed an open letter urging the company to cut its ties with ICE and CBP after rising violence. The letter also calls on the company to institute protections for its workers. It adds to mounting pressure on tech companies to speak out against federal immigration policies. Futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Holy smokes, the kid is... what happened to music? Very, very low. So, yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before, but it... Man, first of all, okay, can we agree the Super Bowl sucked?
No, we're not going to agree on this morning.
The Super Bowl sucked.
No, it didn't. It was really good.
When were the Patriots ever in danger of even having a chance to win this game?
At the beginning. Come on, Andrew. I mean, come on, man.
What, when it was 0-0?
Yes.
And then when it was 0-3, and then when it was 0-6, and then it was 0-9. And it was 0-12.
It was a defensive struggle.
Oh, what a thriller. So good. I couldn't wait for the next play. It's terrible.
I get
it's a terrible game. The only thing about it that made it fun as a game was that New England was getting their brains beat in. That was the only thing. And I got a kid on the, you know, on the Seahawks to root for, Devin Witherspoon. And oh my God, the defense is crazy. Like watching him play. So if you're not a big fan of football particularly, what he brought to the table, which was so crazy to watch, and maybe other teams do this and I've just never noticed it, but when he would be five or six yards off of the line of scrimmage and down like he's covering a receiver, not the wide out, but, you know, 8 to 10 yards off of the ball. So if you do your triangle, you know, 5 yards this way, 8 yards that way, you know, he's like 30 feet from the ball. And then the ball is going to move back 30 feet. I mean, 24 feet, you know, 8 yards back on the snap and the fallback, right? And he would come in on the snap, and he would just right through everybody because they're not planning to have him and the guys on the other side, and there's only so many people on the line. And, I mean, he's so fast. So fast. And he's not big, but he's so fast. And that's why when you're watching him actual covering receivers, it's amazing because he's, you know, he'll get to every ball, right? And he gets there. Where did he come from, you know? Yeah, he was back on the 10-yard line. But this is the 40. You know, like that's kind of the reaction you have. So when he got that particular play, that was one of those, ho-hum, I'm just here covering a receiver. No, I'm not. Here I go. Gets the quarterback, right? And there was another one of those later on in the game. We'll get to that in a second. That was when they were only up 3-0 at that particular point. Then you finally, oh my God, into the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter for your first touchdown of the game.
George Halani's the running back. Big to him. Darnold to the end zone. Barber's got a touchdown.
And so they got a touchdown. It was 19-0, and I'm loving it because, you know, it's New England, it's the Patriots. If they're losing bad, I'm happy. team that shouldn't have been there in the first place because Bo Nix shouldn't have got hurt, right? I mean, we all know it. Anyway, but basically two long pass plays later, New England finally makes it seem like maybe there's a chance for this to be a game.
Gain of 24, trying to find some tempo, trying to take a shot play. Downfield for Hollins, he's got it! Touchdown, New England!
This was not quite a Hail Mary, but sort of Hail Mary-looking play where, oh, look at what I found!
The ball!
Yeah. So that made it 19-7 with 12 minutes to go in the game. And then 4 minutes later, when the Patriots had the ball back,
8:50 to go. Gotta step up and shoot one downfield. It's intercepted.
No.
Ill-advised throw in the middle. Julian Love has it. Love 50. Love 40 and out of bounds.
I know what I'll do. I'll throw the ball into the middle of a bunch of defenders where not even one of my guys barely anywhere near there. What in the world? It was the worst.
He was
play.
Throwing balls when there was like five people around one receiver.
I know. And, you know, when it works, you look like a hero.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, that did not work. Then Seahawks got the ball back and, you know, they kicked another field goal. Because, you know, woohoo, five field goals in a game. That's a thrilling Super Bowl for you. Anyway, Patriots have the ball. They're on offense, but they're in their own end around, what, I think the 15 or something like that. So the defense for Seattle's already got, I think at this point, 6 or 7 sacks. And Devin Witherspoon, again, kind of playing that flirty little, I'm on the 5, I'm on the 6, I'm way away from the ball. Don't pay attention to me. I'm not going to do anything except come straight for the quarterback.
And they bring a pressure as well. And they get it knocked out as Witherspoon came under pressure. And Uchenna Nwosu is going the distance for a touchdown.
And that was a weird play, too, because I watched it like 4 times on replay, and I still don't know what happened exactly. But he gets in there, messes up the throw. It turns out to be a throw instead of a fumble. So he gets the sack but doesn't get credit for the sack because it was, it wasn't a sack and a fumble. It was actually an interception. And the other kid just kind of somehow has the ball miraculously. So Devin Witherspoon is just fantastic. And, again, you know, from here, and I already played the one clip from him, but here's another one.
Your defense was the toughest to score on this season. You didn't make it any easier
fueled you?
You know, just being able to be here. You know, we did this all year long, man. We treated every game the same. We never got our hopes up too high. We never got complacent. You know, we just kept battling, you know. And you talk about a group of guys who stay together, who gonna fight for each other all game, every game. I mean, you can't describe the team no better than that, bro. I'm just so proud of my brothers. And my
But I love the way he talks. He's so from Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
You can't describe the team no better than that, bro.
I mean, you can't describe the team no better than that, bro. I'm just so proud of my brothers and my organization, man, my team. I'm just happy, man, you know. I'm happy for the 12s, too. You see these people who came out here to support us?
That's the fans. The 12s is the fans. That's the 12th man, right? Because it was in San Francisco, so it's right down the street, basically, from Seattle, right?
It's a one-of-a-kind fan base, and it just means everything to get them another ring, so... We better celebrate in Seattle on that parade.
How are you going to celebrate?
Go celebrate with them now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to have a drink, a two, or maybe three. Who knows? Hey, thank y'all so much for y'all time. I'm trying to go celebrate with my guys, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Could have about 15. I love it.
All in the locker room.
I love it. Oh, he's great. He's fun. I like it. 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. You know what I have not talked about yet? We'll talk about it next hour. I just don't want to dwell on it, the halftime show and the Super Bowl and the ads and the TPUSA counter-programming. Listen, the internet is in complete agreement about... have you read any of the social media on this?
No.
Depending on whom you ask, the Bad Bunny show was either the greatest thing that has ever happened in the history of humankind, or it was an absolute embarrassment to the species. I mean, you know, and again, depending on whom you ask, the country music and Kid Rock badly lip-syncing one song counter-programming from TPUSA was either the greatest thing that has ever happened in the history of patriotism, or what in the hell? And I think I might be the only person... Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought they were both terrible. I did not enjoy Bad Bunny. I'm talking about it. Okay, I didn't enjoy Bad Bunny. I don't need to see Jessica Alba and Pedro Pascal dancing in the background. I don't need you to suddenly have a cameo of the English-speaking Lady Gaga to sing a song for me to prove to me that you still know how to speak English. He speaks English. He's bilingual. You know, I don't need you to climb up on a telephone pole where the people have got zapped by the lightning during the hurricane and the rebuild and the grass and and listen, I'm not a hater either. I was looking forward to the halftime show. I was eager to love it. I know people on my political side of the aisle were like, you know, boycotting or hating or whatever. I was eager to love it, even in Spanish. I was eager to love it. I did not. And then, so we watched that one, and my wife and I looked at each other and like, what in the world? What did we? I mean, yeah, there was a marriage. Okay. And, I mean, it's good. Like, you know, we're all Americans. That's true. Okay, good. Fine. And then I turned over the TPUSA thing, and Brantley Gilbert's got a brass knuckles microphone, because that's certainly Christian. You know, what in the world? And it's, you know, actually, when they first started, it looked like it was going to be good, solid rock. And I thought, oh, this has a chance. No, 30 seconds later, nope. And John, you probably loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
Because it was all your kind of music. It was all country.
Except
for Kid Rock and the terrible lip syncing.
Well,
that
was
one song.
Just a quick thing. But
how does Kid Rock, the headliner, does one song and it's not even a real song? He's not even singing.
He did two songs.
Which one? What was the other song?
He redid a... he used his... I guess real name or something. It was like Robbie something. And I was like, where's Kid Rock? And that was him singing the second song.
All right, well.
And then he added a third verse to it, which I was just like.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw the news on that.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff was all country. And I thought, well, that's fine for people who love it. So
yeah, it was
This was not satisfying either. And I wasn't trying to hate that one either. I just thought, show me something, you know, show me something.
10 million people watched it.
How many people watch the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know those numbers. All I know is on YouTube alone.
Not a thousand times as many, because 10 million, that'd be 10 billion. There's not 10 million people on the planet, but 300 to 400 times as many.
Well,
you're talking a billion to 2 billion for the worldwide Super Bowl audience.
Just on YouTube alone, and this thing was on several different platforms, just YouTube alone, me and Talisha were watching it, and it rose up to 5 million, and then we were just like, wow.
I mean, 5 million is, I mean, it's a lot for a YouTube video. It's not a lot compared to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So it was very small by comparison. Well, Andrew, it's not. No, I mean, be fair. 1 to 2 billion people watched the Super Bowl. 1/400th of that audience saw the TPUSA counter programming. I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not in the same category. 549 on News Radio 92.3. Tell me if you loved it. Tell me what you did or didn't. And seriously, it was amazing watching the social media comments about both of them. And it was, you know, this is amazing. This is terrible. This is amazing. This is terrible. This is everything I love about America. This is everything I hate about America. Like, it's just so weird. But I will also say, I am hard to please.
Oh, we know. Oh, we know more than...
Can I, without getting into details, that also the ads were terrible? There were a handful of good ads.
I'm going to say a handful,
A handful of good ads. And we'll talk about this more next hour. But, I mean, mostly... Oh, and how many times can you tell me you think AI is the solution to everything? How many AI ads were there? I don't mean produced by, but like, AI will fix this for you. AI will do this for you. AI, I mean, it just was all chatter to me. It was all background noise. So, I don't know. But, you know, you have your own opinion. Feel free to disagree with me. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1-bedroom apartments for $799 and 2 bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9, News Radio 92.3.
You're despicable.
Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the tempo. School, all brand new.
Good morning, 5:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We're talking a little bit about the Super Bowl just now, and I got a couple of texts in. Somebody says, let's see, what was the comment they said at first? I did not understand this. If you didn't like both of these shows, your political views are showing. I don't know what that means. But, okay. I don't, you know. John, do you know what that means?
No.
Okay,
no,
all right, no, fair no. enough. That's me, by the way. I didn't like either show. I will say, the same person texted in, the artist in me loved Bad Bunny. He turned the stadium into a stage, plus Pedro Pascal. He did a Super Bowl performance. That's why the other crowd wasn't chosen. And I actually agree with that. He did do a show. He did do basically a musical with a stage, and it felt kind of like a musical, only without, you know, any dialogue, okay? But it felt small to me. It felt small. I mean, I liked some of the artistry. Moving Through the Maze, all that kind of stuff was kind of interesting, but it didn't feel like the big Super Bowl kind of thing to me. And then the other one was small because it was, you know, small. 437-1620, somebody else said, the point was not how many people watched the TPUSA counter-programming. The point was that many people who were offended by the choice that the NFL had made in their halftime show. I'll be honest. I still don't really understand why people were offended by the Bad Bunny choice. He's a massively popular American who sang in Spanish. I mean, I didn't. I actually looked to enjoy it, and I didn't enjoy it because I didn't really like the songs particularly, and I didn't know the words. But I thought that was a part of the size of the appearance of it all. Well, they're offending you because they didn't pick English. Oh, okay. I mean, all right. I don't. Not everything has to be in English, does it?
Does si, senor.
It does.
Si, senor.
What country do you think this is? Okay, fair enough. David Wayne is in the new. Somebody they said if it was only 250 people that would have watched, we would have said it was a failure. So by that measure, 5 million live is a success. And okay, all right, no, I get you. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
So did you see the alternative one? Or?
Oh yeah, I watched. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you watched them both.
I watched the Bad Bunny entirely, and I felt about halfway through. I have to finish this because it's like eating your Brussels sprouts. Okay, I have to be able to say I watched it. The TPUSA one I couldn't even watch because it's... Because
you didn't know the music.
You don't. That's right. That's not your
because,
style
right,
of music.
Because it's, yeah. it's country.
We were just singing along.
Same problem with the Bad Bunny. It's not my music, so it's not enjoyable
well,
to me.
I didn't understand it. But.
So, yeah, but
I thought
it was.
I thought that was a great show. I actually did do the switch over for the show. Not because, by the way,
not because
I dislike Bad Bunny, just because... That's more my my flavor of music,
you like country?
So to speak. I love country music. Yeah.
Had it been rock, I probably would have been entertained. So it wouldn't have been a high bar to pass.
Although I will say, Kid Rock's closing performance was good, but when he was trying to do his retro stuff, it was not the best.
He needed a brush.
I think
on
maybe
that
he should give up on that act. Just embrace the new older man rock.
I just don't understand the lip syncing thing. I don't understand it. Do
especially
a show or
when
don't
it's
do
not
a show,
done well.
But don't do lip syncing ever for any reason. Anyway, go on.
It's not good. All right. Well, taking a look at a few of our other headlines today, members of Congress can examine unredacted copies of more than 3 million Epstein files starting today. Lawmakers will have to view the files linked to Epstein at the Justice Department building during hours. So I'm sure many of them will do that. Also happening today, Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly plans to invoke her Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination during a deposition to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The search for any sign of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's missing mother continues today. The latest twist in the case is a $6 million ransom demand with a deadline of 5 p.m. today. In a video released over the weekend, Savannah Guthrie and her siblings offered to meet that demand for her safe return. And Senator John Fetterman says he expects another partial government shutdown as Friday's deadline to fund the Department of Homeland Security approaches. He made that comment on Fox on Sunday Morning Futures. The DHS is operating on that two-week stopgap funding bill.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 557 on News Radio 92.3. Since we're kind of in this vicinity, I guess, did you watch Olympics all over the weekend, John?
No.
Oh, come on. Now, I think it's terrible timing for them to do the beginning of the Olympics and the Super Bowl on the same weekend. That was not a great choice.
But NBC had a monopoly over all that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had all of it.
Yeah, and they did have all of it.
Yes.
So, but the opening ceremony, I love the Olympics openings. I love the Olympics, and I love the opening ceremony, typically. And because that's the greatest show that a country can put on. And I thought the opening ceremony for the Olympics was fantastic. The Italians put on a great show, visually, musically. The only thing that was wrong with the opening ceremony was we had to listen to the, bless their hearts, commentators on NBC. And unless you think that I'm making it up, every once in a while a comment is okay. If all you're doing is kind of informing us what's the plot, I didn't mind them telling me that the three heads moving around were, Verdi and Rossini and Puccini. That's fine. Or the part where they said that it was like the city versus the country or the hot versus the cold. I mean, that's fine. That's just explaining the art in very minimalist terms. But when they're doing this beautiful yellow, red, and blue artist's paint dripping onto the canvas down below of several hundred performers in all these different colors, and it's just wonderful, and Terry Gannon says,
"So you've got those three enormous paint tubes floating high above, red, blue, and yellow. Mary, did you know you can make all the other colors from those three?"
"Yes, I do."
"Really? I didn't know that."
Did you know that if you start with just red, yellow, and blue, you can actually make all of the other colors?
"No, I didn't."
Listen, it's hard to do interesting narration for an event, and you want to always sound like you're smart and you're adding something. But it's like that scene in Crimson Tide at the very beginning when Gene Hackman tells Denzel Washington, "Well done, son, for not saying anything and just enjoying the view. Your points just went up." Well, not so much for the NBC.
You're listening to